Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Leeton Public Library, as I have with me Miranda Ball, the director, and Charlotte Goodman, children's coordinator. We're glad to be here as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. I knew that they were doing this today from 12 until 3:30. I wanted to come down and support after I left Russellville and spoke with Alejandro Wallace, who is the firefighter who has written a children's book, and I am all over the shoals today. So I'd like to welcome Charlotte and Miranda to the Mark White Show. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Big celebration today here in Leeton, Alabama. Tell us how this got started with organizing here at the library, Charlotte.
Well, as most of you know, this is America's 250th birthday. And with children, they love birthday parties. So we decided to do a birthday party honoring America. So we have a historical display set up with the red, white, and blue, with a flag that actually flown in the White House that was donated to our mayor. And we have it hanging here. We have veterans who have past and present who have served our country. They're standing on the shelves so people can come through and look. And of course, we wouldn't be from the South if we didn't feed. So we have lemonade and cookies here, and we have a goodie bag for everyone that comes in to help us celebrate this birthday.
And the flag is a big part of today's event with the celebration of having the flag here in Leeton now.
Exactly.
How did that all come to be?
Now, that I'm not just so quite sure of, but I do know that our mayor was in Washington and it got presented to him there. So something that was actually in our White House that now hangs in our library, that's something in itself just to come by and see that. And then beside that flag, we have a person that served that we have a replica. It was the actual uniform that he served in that's sitting here. And then we have all these neat books out about our great country. And at a time, you know, that we're in war and everything that's going on, there's so much to celebrate with the freedoms that we have. So,
Charlotte, can you share, being the children's coordinator, maybe about the reading program that's here in Leeton, some of the things that you've done through the summer to help encourage kids to read?
We have taken off to a wonderful start. I got a great boss in Miranda, because for all my craziness, she smiles and let me do it. Starting off, we did with our children coming from a rural area. A lot of times they're not exposed to certain things. So we created Leeton's International Airport. And we had passports made for their children, hung around their necks. We made them enter and go through our TSA officers. And right outside on our inspirational boardwalk, we had different countries set up. So the goal was for every child to visit a different country. We had different facts about those countries and actually a food sampling from different countries, all the way from the tea cookies from England to the Jamaican jerk chicken from Jamaica. And then after they completed the walk, they came back in. Well, if they went to every country and stayed there, they got to go to our gift shop. In our gift shop, each child received a globe that they could with like a coin that you could put your coin in. But what started me was Douglas, his name is Leon Douglas, was a basketball player. And around the time that we was doing this, he was here. And it just touched my heart when he said that as a young boy, he dreamed about being different places. And he said when his mom would tuck him in at night, he would cover up his head with a flashlight and look at a map of the world. And he would point and say, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there. And he said his books took him to all those places, and he had been everywhere but Australia. So to hear something like that, that's what we try to teach these kids here. You may be from a rural area, but these books in this library can expose you to the entire world.
Yes.
You can, and we're trying to create with them a creative side so they can use their minds and not just on electronics, not just on the computers. You know, when you have an actual book in your hand, it's something special to read. I'm visually impaired, so I'm losing my vision. And just to be able to hold the book, I was an avid reader. And I want those kids to experience our love for books like we have and our friends of the library have, because it's such a vast world out here. And you, just because you're from the rural area, does not mean you can't have these big, beautiful ideas and travel. And we've done it all. I think we've done some crazy stuff. We did Mardi Gras. Miranda led our Mardi Gras parade. And we had the kids, the title was Help Us Find the Baby. Help Us Find the Baby. So we talked to them about Mardi Gras and the traditions behind that. And when we gave them cupcakes, and each child, we had a baby stuck in the cupcake, but each child had to help us find the baby. So we did that. And then we just came off a wonderful reading program, Unearthing Books. And we did dinosaurs. Our theme was Welcome to Dino Land. And the kids came in. But what I want to tell you is that we had a community that truly supported our reading program. We averaged about, I would say, about 18, 19 kids per day. I mean, per Thursday. And the parents that came, and then our volunteers. And we had a wonderful time. We did different things. They got to paint on canvas. My high school teacher and a friend of Miranda's came, Della May. And she was awesome and had them dancing. But we had them away from, you know, the electronics, yes, and the things, devices. And they were able to hear a program. Then one of the requirements was, hey, after we do this, you're going to go in the library and we're going to let you look around and choose your book. And I'm so proud of them because they chose their books, brought back their logs, came, turned it, and got more books. And that's what it's all about, is getting these kids back to reading a book. Not just because a child can say words does not mean they read. I can tell you a word all day long, but if I'm not understanding the word and I can't comprehend what it means, I'm not reading when I just go through the book. But if you teach a child and you work with that child and you encourage that child, then we got some avid readers. And right now, my fear is that we're losing children because they just want to listen and they don't want to look and read and hear what's in these wonderful books we have here.
Can you top that, Miranda?
She's hard to top, isn't she? No, she's awesome. Charlotte is
passion. Wow.
Yeah.
Exudes it.
You can definitely tell that she loves the little children, and I love the little children too, but I work better with the big kids. I'm more in tune with the teenagers. But this kind of started even this goes back a couple of years ago. I've been here almost 3 years. And what we found is that the books might not get them in here, but the food will.
Yes.
And so it's very food motivated. Mm-hmm. And so we started with our summer reading and feeding program in conjunction with the Food Bank of North Alabama. And so each week that they came, they got a week's worth of groceries.
Wow.
And so that went really well. And so that expanded into the food pantry in the little building that's next door that used to be the police department. Well, we outgrew that one. And so now we have a weekly food pantry in the pastoral, the house that's in front of the Methodist Church just down the way. And so the reading program has just kind of, it's grown and added things to it as we've gone along. So they got a special food box last week from the Food Bank of North Alabama. They got, everybody that completed the program got a $10 McDonald's gift card. We fed them lunch every Thursday. So we had Subway, our sub sandwiches from Publix, and we did Burger King, and we grilled hamburgers and hot dogs. And so getting them in here and you give them something to get them in here. And once they're in here, we got them.
Yes.
We got them. And so it's, but it takes a village. It takes a true village. There's, we couldn't do it, by ourselves at all. I was the director of the Lawrence County Public Library for 8 years. And without any rural library with little funding, we just can't do it alone. And so it just takes a village. And Charlotte has found our village. And they show up. And so it's going great.
Right now, we're coming to you from the Leeton Public Library in Leeton, Alabama. And we are talking with Miranda Ball and Charlotte Goodman here at the 250th celebration, as we're celebrating 250 years of the United States of America. We have gotten into a conversation that's great as we talk about being a children's coordinator, director of the library, the programs, and I'm going to go into another segment, and I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about the networking and the community it takes to bring these programs to fruition. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
So
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oakridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Leeton, Alabama at the Leeton Public Library. I have with me Miranda Ball, who is the director here at the library, along with the children's coordinator, Charlotte Goodman. Glad to have you both with us today, ladies.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for welcoming me into the 250th celebration with a cookie and lemonade. That was nice.
Absolutely. We always have to feed you.
What are the expectations for today, for this event? What do you hope comes out of an event like this?
Well, we hope that people come, but we do realize that it's the Thursday before the 4th of July.
And it's very hot.
It's very hot, and I just left Walmart, and it was a zoo. And so everybody's getting ready to go all the places. But like I said earlier in an earlier segment, if we can just get them in here, the cookies and the lemonade and the goodie bags, get them in here. Once we've got them, we've got them.
Yes.
And so then we can show them the book displays and the people that actually are veterans, pictures that are lined up on the bookshelves that are from here that actually fought, and our uniform and the flag that flew in the White House. And let them know, you know, what the 250th anniversary is for the United States. And so that's always our goal in programming, is to get them in here so that we can show them something.
Yes. And I cover a lot of area with the radio stations that air my show, and so we have a reach that reaches beyond North Alabama, and there may be someone listening right now as we think about the last segment, and you talked about partnering with the Food Bank of North Alabama and having this food program, which was outstanding. It's an outstanding partnership. How did that partnership come about? Because there may be an organization in another community where someone says, I would like to do something similar. What were the steps you took to help facilitate that?
I really don't remember how I found out about the Read and Feed program, but there was apparently 1 year they did it during the summer here in Leighton out of a church. And for some reason, the program went away for a couple of years and they came back and they were looking for somebody to host it. And I was like, we'll host it. And so that's what we did. And I went to Huntsville every week and I picked up, I have a Volkswagen Atlas and it was packed every seat to the brim with food. And so, and we're talking meat, cheese, you know, not just mac and cheese and ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And so we were able to partner with them for the Read and Feed program. And so they provided the food and it was free. And so we were able to do that. And then it just expanded and expanded and expanded and grew into what it is today. With a full-time food pantry. But yes, the Food Bank of North Alabama is awesome. They're very big into teaching about the vast amount of food that is wasted in the United States. Just because a can says that it expires in 25, if it's not dented and it's still in pretty good shape, it's probably going to still be all right in 30 years. But anyway, so they have a good education program that teaches about the food waste and how we can combat that. So a lot of those meats, since we got Wagyu burgers from Publix. I mean, you know, they were going to go out the next day.
Yeah.
And so these kids are eating Wagyu burgers, and I've never even had one of those. But
me either.
Yeah. So they sent some really cool stuff. We had a good time with it.
In addition to education, working here as the director at the library, you also had a background in restaurant business. So you know about leftover food. And you can tie all your experiences together to help a program like that. I think that's one of the things that when I'm talking to you, that you're pulling all of your experiences together to try to make something bigger happen.
I think that that just comes from my mom was a big reader, and she would not let anything go hungry. And so that's just always kind of been my thing. You know, I read and I feed people. And when I opened the restaurant, I didn't know how to cook. I knew how to make chicken salad and strawberry pretzel salad and pimento cheese, and that was it. And one of my employees came up to me and she said, I saw this recipe for this crock pot ham, and all it is three ingredients, and you put the ham in the crock pot and you dump the stuff on top. She said, I bet if we went and bought the ham and you mix those ingredients together and put it in a Ziploc bag, that we could sell those hams to people for Easter. Becky Henson, if you're listening, this is for you. It turned into a monster. Like, we started doing the take and bake meals for and so we got the casseroles together and they took them home. And
wow.
And by the end of our time, it kind of came to a close. The blizzard of January a couple of years ago, you struggle in small business and then you're out for 2 weeks. You just can't.
Yeah.
Sometimes even coming off of a great holiday season. But we've made thousands of pans of strawberry pretzel salad. We had the grandmothers that would bring us their glass Pyrex dishes so that we could do the meals in those, and they wouldn't know that we were the ones that actually
right.
did the meals.
They could take the credit.
They could take the credit for it. And we loved doing it. I mean, that was like the biggest thing. So, but yeah, reading and feeding have always been two of my passions. And I taught special ed, and I've been in high school libraries, and I've been in, you know, in the public library world, and just, it's nice to pull those things together. I hadn't really thought about connecting the library to here, but the restaurant to here. But a couple of years, the year before we closed the restaurant, I just have a research itch. You know, if there's a question, I want to be able to answer it. It drives me crazy if I can't. And so I was getting kind of, you know, like, I need to do something. And that turned into being a travel agent. And so I'm a travel agent too. Yes, I do 1,000 things a day. But anyway.
Yeah.
So today we have gone to Rome and we have gone to England. And so I planned two trips before I got here. But that led into the travel program, which led into, I mean, that's literally, I mean, just pulling all of our, and Charlotte's a social worker and she worked for the Salvation Army. So she knows about food, you know, food insecurity as well. And it's, you know, God just threw us together and here we are.
Charlotte, how do you feel about the impact that you're making here at the library with the work that you do?
It's gratifying. Like Miranda said, after my sight left me a little bit, I was so depressed, because when you are a helping person and you're always helping to stop helping, you go through this, oh, what am I going to do? And I truly believe it was God that put me and this one together, because we have made a wonderful team, with her being the teacher, the restaurant owner, and me as social worker. We both believe in helping, just that mindset. And so I needed these kids more than they needed me, I think. They helped me get over a lot, two deaths in my family, a husband and then my mother. And I needed them more than they need me. I had the cutest little redhead boy come in that would never even look at me. And then one day his mom came in and said, he asked, would Miss Charlotte be here today? And I said, did he really? And she said, yes. And I went to him and begin to talk to me. So we've seen so many shy kids that their parents bring them in, and at first they're reluctant to say anything. Then the next thing you come in, they're looking for us. They know us by name, and it feels like a family, you know.
And it's not just the kids either. We've had adults that come in. I have a friend. His name is Mr. Bates. Mr. Michael Bates, and he calls me Miss Nice Lady, and he walks in and he says, what you got for me today? And it may be a popsicle, it may be some Cheez-Its. I've figured out what he doesn't like. he likes Coke, not bottled water so much. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, anybody comes in and we have a box of snacks, because everybody comes in and they know that we're not going to let them leave without eating. And so it's been an interesting journey. And then, the other people surrounding us, our friends at the library, Debbie Bradford actually helped establish the Muscle Shoals Education Foundation almost 25 years ago. So she's the grant writer, and she's behind a lot of the museum next door and the women's museum. Those are all grants that came from her writing and doing the history. And then we as the library, we've been able to secure almost $70,000 in grants in the last 3 years. And so, but it takes a village. It takes a whole big village. And so one of our friends at the library just walked in, and that's something. And while we're talking about that, and you might can use this for another segment, but what I'm seeing is that our generation, we're still volunteering and we're still serving. And I know a lot of the churches are, my church does a massive serve day, and our small groups do lots of things. But what I'm seeing is that our volunteers are aging out, and there's no one coming behind them. And so that is that's something that we have got to do better. Is I know that, when you're in your 20s and your 30s and you've got kids and you feel like you're running around like crazy, but those kids need to see that, hey, this is how our community works. And if we stop doing this, then we lose something.
Exactly. And programs go 2 years with not happening.
Without happening. And when that happens, doors close.
Yes.
And so that's one of the coolest things about Leighton is that, they just show up. It's a funky, cool little town with this awesome little history, and they show up for each other, and it's been a great thing to be a part of.
Would you like to share how people can connect with the Leighton Public Library or the town of Leighton itself?
Absolutely. We've got the town of Leighton Facebook page. We've got our Facebook page went through a couple of different people. And so now it's the Leighton Public Library and Civic Center. So if you do Leighton Public Library,
okay,
it's an old page. So Leighton Public Library and Civic Center on Facebook. And then, of course, you can email us at leightonlibrary8740@gmail.com. And, people don't call, Harley. a whole lot. So I don't even have the phone number memorized here. And that's crazy after 3 years.
They can look it up.
Yeah, they can call me. They can figure out the library number because they'll call us and then ask us to look up somebody else's
Outstanding.
Number.
So, sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So, but we help with job resumes. That's another program that that Charlotte established because she was a social worker. If they need help filling out paperwork for Section 8 housing, if they need help with a resume, if they need help with what are some other things that we've done?
We've helped with Social Security.
Social Security.
Things need to be filled out and things like that. We've helped with application for housing. We've worked with a gentleman that was a former client of mine at Salvation Army, but he's in the Leeds area now. How ironic! And he needed a birth certificate, and he was born in Michigan, and I'm going to tell you something: to get a out of state birth certificate is difficult. It really is. And we went back and forth, but he was diligent in coming. We get on the phone, we call. I tell him, hey, I'm with Leeds Public Library. Could you do this? Could you do this? And we kind of pushed it through. Young man is now working at NAL because he needed that birth certificate to get an ID to get him working. And that's what I like about Leeds, the little rural area. Big cities are fine, but you get lost in the number. But here at Leeds Public Library, like Miranda said, we know your name. You know, they come through the door. They know it's something here. And I truly believe, yeah, we're giving them something. But if they get something from us giving them something, we've accomplished what we're supposed to do, right? So it's not all I look at Leeds as being the library as being the hub or the heart of the little town. And if you make your heart strong, your town is strong. And this little place has so much knowledge and so many things that could help them out. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. Yeah.
That's great. And I appreciate both of you today joining me here on the show. Real privilege to come and talk to you today here at the Leeds Public Library. Charlotte Goodman, Miranda Ball.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for your good work here at the library and the community.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. Happy 250th
birthday. Happy 250th birthday, America.
That's right.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are celebrating those who are making a difference in our communities. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Also follow on Facebook and Instagram. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from the Leeds Public Library in Leeds, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.